Welcome to episode 4 in the Great O Antiphons for the Year of Our Lord 2014. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The key words for today's episode are O Clavis David. Once again, for this episode, we are indeed fortunate to have permission this year from Mr. Jared Hasselbarth, director of the Graduate School of Theology at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary, to use his recordings of Advent music. You can obtain the box set of 7 DVDs, which includes this hymn, from www.nabaudio.com. That's www.nabaudio.com. Help us by referring to the Anglican Internet Church in your order. The 4th hymn is Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. The tune is Stuttgart. The author is Charles Wesley, the most prolific hymn writer in any denomination.
Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free.
Again, I thank Mr. Jared Hasselbarth for permitting us to use his music for this series. The key words for December 21st are O Clavis David, or Key of David. Like the 3rd antiphon, O Radix Jesse, this one is also closely tied to the writings of the prophet Isaiah. Having possession of a key means one can control who enters. In Isaiah 22, Verse 22, the Lord promised that the, quote, key of the house of David, unquote, will be laid upon the shoulders of the Messiah. In the literal sense, the key refers to the one held by Eliakim, the king's servant. In the spiritual sense, the concept of door, which only he could open, was alluded to by Jesus in Luke 13, verse 25, part of the narrow gate message. This is represented in stained glass by Mayor of Munich at St. Joseph's Villa Chapel, Richmond, Virginia, in the Gate of Heaven window from the AIC bookstore publication, Paintings on Light, The Stained Glass Windows of St. Joseph's Villa Chapel. It is also related to Jesus as the door of the sheepfold in John 10, which I discussed in detail in episode 33 and episode 34 of our Bible study course on our YouTube channel. The web address for those programs will be shown in the closing slides at the end of this episode. It became a favored phrase among early Christians who used Psalm 107, 114 to 15a as an allusion to the liberating influence of the one who would save all, that is, our Emmanuel, or God with us, whose coming we will celebrate on the last day of Advent. St. John called upon the imagery in Revelation, first in Revelation 3:7, the letter to the Church of Philadelphia, referring to the open door which none other can shut, and Revelation 3:20, in which Jesus stands at the door and knocks, offering to dine with any who invite him in. The key of David is a symbol of authority, literally of the authority of King David, and ultimately to Jesus Christ, born in the line of David. In the New Testament, in Matthew 16, verse 19, Jesus promises Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven, illustrated in the stained glass window number 20 by Mayor of Munich at St. Joseph's Villa Chapel in Richmond, Virginia. As we move closer to Christmas Eve, the antiphons get a little longer. For December 21st, there are four quotations, and the closing response refers to words used in the Song of Zacharias found in the Nativity narrative in the Gospel of St. Luke, in Luke 1, 67-79, concerning the light coming into mankind's spiritual darkness. I dealt with Zacharias' song, the Benedictus, in detail in episode 13 in the New Testament Bible study series on this same YouTube channel, and also from the Bible study page on our website. The same words will appear again in the antiphon for December 23rd. And now the fourth antiphon, O Clavis David. And as always, because this is being recorded in podcast form as well, after each reading, I will give the citation. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder, so he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. Isaiah 22, verse 22. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Psalm 107, verses 14-15a. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Shetheth. Numbers 24, verse 18. Jesus said, and to the angel of the church at Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. From Revelation 6, verse 7. O key of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, that openest and no man shuttest, and shuttest, and no man openeth.
Come and bring the prisoners out of the prison house, them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
Thank you for joining me for this fourth day of the Great O Antiphons readings for Advent AD 2014. Please join me tomorrow for the fourth day in the cycle, December 22nd, when the key phrase is, O Orions, and the hymn is, Wake, Awake, the Night is Dying, which in the Anglican tradition is translated, Awake, Awake, the Night is Flying. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. Please visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.